Hey there, Cedar Rapids. I'm Eden.
And I'm Avery.
And welcome to Cedar Rapids Daily, presented by Gutschmidt Properties. This is your daily podcast highlighting events in Cedar Rapids. Today, we're covering events happening in and around Cedar Rapids on Wednesday, October 15th.
Before we dive into all the happenings, let's quickly check the weather. Expect rain with a high of 67 degrees and a low of 56.
Now, for some family fun, especially for the little ones, the Marion Public Library is hosting baby story time at both 9:15 a.m. and 9:45 a.m. And don't miss baby and toddler story time at 9:30 a.m. at the Cedar Rapids Public Library.
The Marion Public Library is also hosting tween and teen STEM activities at 3 p.m.
If you're interested in your roots, there are a couple of great genealogy and history events. You can build your family tree at the Family Search Center at 10 a.m. in Cedar Rapids, or visit the Cedar Rapids Area Genealogy Library, also at 10 a.m., for some in-depth research.
For those looking to expand your skills, there are several workshops and learning opportunities today. At the LAD Library in Cedar Rapids, you can attend Future Forward Skills for Career Success at 11 a.m., followed by Craft Your Perfect Resume at 12:30 p.m. For physical wellness, Jerry Fit is happening at 1 p.m. at the Ely Public Library. There's also a session on caring for parents with chronic conditions at 3 p.m. at the Chris and Susie DeWolf Family Innovation Center for Aging and Dementia in Cedar Rapids. In Marion, the public library is hosting Financial Adulting 101 at 6 p.m. And back at the LAD Library, you can join the gardening series with Linn County Master Gardeners at 6:30 p.m.
For our art enthusiasts, the Cedar Rapids Museum of Art has two exhibits opening at 12 p.m., Matal Ortiz Ceramics and Beyond the Object, Women in Abstraction. The Eastern Iowa Arts Academy in Cedar Rapids is hosting a hand crochet handbag or pillow workshop at 6:30 p.m. Also at 6 p.m., there's a Zeppelin's Cork and Canvas Iowa painting event at Zeppelin's Bar and Grill. Brick's Bar and Grill has a spooky craft night at 6 p.m., perfect for making Halloween decorations.
For music and performances, the Kingston Yard is hosting a free concert, Opera in the Courtyard, from 6 to 7 p.m. If you're looking for something lively, head to Kickstand for their Bike Appreciation Night, featuring live music with Bugs Benson from 6 to 10 p.m. The Salvation Army Cedar Rapids has Welcome to the Table at 4:30 p.m., which includes a chili supper, music, and testimony. Later in the evening, you can do karaoke at The Pocket at 7 p.m. at 2 Avenue Corner Pocket, or catch Midweek Breakin' Beats from 8:30 to 12:30 a.m. at First Avenue Tap.
If you're looking for some fun and games, the Hiawatha Public Library is hosting Mahjong at 2 o'clock p.m. The Cedar Rapids Public Library has Dungeons & Dragons at 4:30 p.m., followed by the Cedar Rapids Chess Club at 5:30 p.m. Bingo Wednesdays at Lucky's on 16th from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. Test your knowledge at Wednesday Night Trivia at the Market, also from 6 to 8 o'clock p.m. at Nubo City Market. Cooley Cards and Gaming Cedar Rapids has trade nights from 4 to 7 o'clock p.m. For racing enthusiasts, there's Winter Weeknight on-road racing at Crash and Bash Hobbies from 6 p.m. to 1 a.m.
And for community and social events, the Linn County Board of Supervisors formal session meeting is at 10 a.m. at the Gene Oxley Public Service Center in Cedar Rapids. Caregivers can connect at the Wednesday afternoon caregiver coffee at 1:30 p.m. at the Chris and Susie DeWolf Family Innovation Center for Aging and Dementia. For some outdoor fun, check out Harvest Hay Rack Nights at Usher's Ferry Historic Village in Cedar Rapids, with Sunset Pumpkins at 5 p.m. and Night Owls at 6:30 p.m. If you're into sports, don't miss Bully Ball Mad Hatter at 6:45 p.m. at Sandlot Sports CR. Hillside Community Church is hosting a community night with free food and fun from 6 to 7:30 p.m. And finally, the Cedar Rapids Civil Rights Commission monthly meeting is from 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Building and Commission.
For important civic engagement, a casual morning gathering with neighbors, friends, supporters, and all who believe in strong public schools, coffee before polls, first day of early voting, from 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. at Crafted. Alternatively, satellite voting is available at Lindale Mall from 11 a.m. to 6:30 p.m.
And if you're looking for some delicious food and drink options, we've got you covered. Pontetto's Mexican Grill is hosting Queso for Cause from 5 to 8 p.m. Wine Style Cedar Rapids has a winery spotlight, wine tasting, Chalk Hill Estate, Sonoma County, at 6 p.m. For a tasty lunch or dinner, grab a Cubano Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. at Moist Food from the Streets. And finally, Nubo City Market is having It's a Book Party from 4:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. with delicious offerings.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Cedar Rapids Daily. Remember, you can always visit cedarrapidsdaily.com to see the day's events in written form on our blog or sign up for our daily newsletter to have the day's events delivered right to your inbox. You can also submit your own events through our website, which is the best way to guarantee your event gets featured on the show.
Our thanks to this show's presenting sponsor, Goodschmidt Properties, employee-owned and tenant-focused. Goodschmidt Properties creates sustainable spaces that make a real community impact, from studios and sleeping rooms in her historic Henderson House to both their old and new homes as part of the Rainbow Road project just off I-380, or flexible commercial space at Avril House in downtown Cedar Rapids. They may just have the place for you. Every house has a story. Write yours in one of their homes. Learn more at GutschmittProperties.com. That's GutschmittPropertys.com.